Welcome back to another episode of Listen and Learn Chinese. This is episode 19, starting off with the quiz 17 review. Question one there was, let's say you're out to a big group dinner, to a Chinese 餐厅, and you're the only one who speaks Chinese, and you need to order 10 servings of dumplings for your table. How would you order this in Mandarin?
I would do this by saying, 我们要十份饺子. So that's, we want 10 orders of dumplings, 我们要十份饺子. Question 2 is, what is the go-to phrase for wishing someone a happy 新年 or Lunar New Year, and what tones is this phrase in? You have to say the tones in Chinese.
And the answer to that is 新年快乐,一声,二声,四声,四声. Question 3. Last episode, I mentioned that saying a month of the year is as simple as saying a number between 1 and 12, and then yue, and that saying a day of the month is the same as saying the word hao. That being said, how would you say November 11th in Chinese?
I'd say November 11th is 十一月十一号. Remember that 十一 is 11, so saying 十一月十一号 is 11th month, 11th day, November 11th.
The big idea for this episode is to provide you, the listener, an arsenal of key questions and clever technology that can help to accelerate and elevate your Zhongwen learning experience.
So we're starting off with what I like to consider the cardinal questions of the language Hardo. These are three questions that any language learner of any language needs to know in order to get better at that language by acquiring more vocabulary in a natural way without having to revert back into English or whatever language you're starting from. The first one is blank, 中文怎么说? And that translates into how is blank said in Chinese. So 中文 is a new word that we probably should have taught you by now, which is the word for Chinese in Chinese. So that's first tone, second tone, 中文, and then 怎么, you've seen that before, which is the word for how, and 说 is the word for speak. So saying blank, 中文怎么说, is saying how is blank said in Chinese. So this is a really powerful and transformative phrase that allows you to collect new vocabulary mid-conversation or mid-class without having to break your flow and revert back to English. This will garner you a lot of respect with native speakers who see that you're really trying really hard to speak only in Chinese despite being a beginner or intermediate level speaker. And the way to use this is in conversation with a bilingual person or a native speaker, you can ask, if you forget a word, you can be like blank, 中文怎么说? And then after learning that word, incorporate the newly learned phrase into your sentence. I use this phrase all the time, and I literally interrupt myself while speaking if I forget a word so I don't get tempted by just substituting that word into my Chinese sentence in English. And I interrupt myself, I get the word, and then I incorporate it into the sentence that I wanted to say. For example, if I wanted to ask, you know, if I wanted to say a sentence with the word table in Chinese, right, instead of just saying my sentence with the word English word table and being lazy, I'll stop myself and then be like table, 中文怎么说? And then get the word for table, which is 桌子, and then use that in my sentence and then continue like that.
The second cardinal question here is 这个字怎么读? And the translation to that is, this word is read how? Very useful when you're in a situation where you have text in front of you, Chinese characters, and you're wondering how to pronounce that text. You can point to the word on a menu or a newspaper or even text on your phone, and you can ask for somebody who knows how to pronounce that word to repeat it to you. So very useful in a conversational situation where you're speaking with somebody who can explain it to you and who is able to read that word.
The next question has two versions. The first one is blank 有什么声调, which means blank has which tones. So 有 is in the third tone, the verb to have. 什么 is second tone neutral tone, which you've heard before means what, and 声调 is a new word which means tone. So that's first tone, second tone, or should I say 一声二声, 声调, right? So 有什么声调. The second version of the sentence is blank 第几声. So 第 in 四声 or fourth tone is a phrase or a word that refers to an ordinate number. And then 几, which is 三声 or third tone, refers to how many, is how you ask how many, and then sheng in the first tone, or yisheng, is the same sheng from sheng diao, which refers to tone. So diji sheng is saying how many tone, or how many number of tone, right? So the translation for blank, yo shema sheng diao, and blank, diji sheng, means which tones is blank in. The utility of this is knowing the exact tones that a word or phrase is pronounced in, so you can be confident in your own pronunciation. And the way to use this is, let's say, for example, someone is speaking really quickly, or maybe they have an accent that you don't recognize if they're from, you know, Beijing or up in the north, or you just forgot the tones on a word that you want to say. So you want to ask someone how to say it to avoid saying the wrong word or gibberish, because we all know if you pronounce the wrong tone, it's going to change the meaning. Right, so Chinese speakers will be impressed by these questions, and the average native speaker will probably be thrown for a bit of a loop with these last two, and they'll have to think for a few seconds before replying, because they're not really used to thinking about sheng diao consciously, as they use sheng diao unconsciously. Your Chinese laoshi, on the other hand, they will thank you a lot for caring about sheng diao when you ask them blank yo shenme sheng diao, or blank diji sheng, when you're in class.
Now on to the technology or the apps that are going to make your Chinese learning journey even better. It's going to really improve the way that you come across words and the way that you learn about them if you haven't already downloaded Pleco, or Pleco, as the founder would prefer to say. So Pleco or Pleco is an app on your phone, and it's a dictionary app that transforms the way you would used to look up a Chinese word into simply just typing it in English, in pinyin, or if you just see the word, you can actually write it with character strokes. If you are stumped on a word, or you're just curious about how to say something, it's a nice alternative to just typing it into something more common like Google Translate, because you get a lot of different choices where you can find the best word instead of relying on Google to give you what it thinks that direct translation is going to be.
Absolutely. I agree with Pleco. I use it instead of Google Translate, and I think it's a lot better. You can tell it's been made by a native Chinese speaker, and it'll get you a lot more phrases that are actually commonly used as opposed to Google Translate, which will give you anything and everything. The next thing on the topic of Google is a Google Chrome extension, and it's called Zhongwen, as in the word for Chinese that we just learned, which is Z-H-O-N-G-W-E-N, Zhongwen, Chinese English Dictionary. So it's basically a Chrome extension that allows you to mouse over text written in Zhongwen and see the English translation and the pinyin romanization. So the utility of this is that it makes Zhongwen text accessible and opens up a whole new world of web content that now you can access despite not being able to du Zhongwen. So you can use this by opening up any Chinese language text on the internet and hover your mouse over the words as you read them to make the input of that Chinese more comprehensible, which will allow you to learn new words and phrases in context, which is a really powerful way to learn and normally is a barrier for people learning Chinese, since learning how to read is so difficult. That brings us to the end of this episode, and we're going to end off with a quick quiz. The first question is, how would you ask someone how you could say China in Mandarin?
And the second question is to use Pleco and search up the word China. 这个字怎么读?
Now the third question is, now that you know the word for China in Zhongwen, how would you ask someone what sheng diao it's pronounced in?
And that's all for now.
再见.